Just one last aher in Perek Yudalit. We were talking about Chevron last week, and how they gave Kalev ben Yefune, they gave him Chevron. We spoke about the mile of Kivrei Avos and how Kalev ben Yefune went to Chevron when the Meraglim were planning their ill plan. He went to Kivrei Avos. So he had a connection to the Avos. There's one last idea that I wanted to share with the Olam. It's really the last pasuk. Like I said, this whole perek is very elaborate, going through Kolev and everything, the history. The last words of the perek, also very interesting. It gives us the history of Chevron. V'shem Chevron lifonim Kiryas Arba. The name of Chevron from the beginning was Kiryas Arba. So it gives us the history of Chevron. And then it says, who is this Arba? Who is the Iker of this Arba? It says, Ha'odom Hagodol Ba'anokim. So it's a shaila what this means. If these were the giants, who is referring to this Odom Godol Ba'anokim? So let's just look at the Chazal. I'll just get you the Medrash on this pasuk. The Medrash says, who is this person, the Adam Gadol Ba'anokim? Is actually Moshe Rabbeinu. Fascinating Medrash. The Medrash says, Ha'odom HaGadol Ba'anokim Ze Avrom. V'loma Nikroi Shmoi Gadol. Why is he Gadol? So the Medrash says, Sh'ayohoi Lihiborois Koidem L'Adam Arishim. Unbelievable Medrash. That Avraham Avinu was Roy to actually be created before Adam. Unbelievable. Meaning the world would have made more sense to start with Avraham Avinu. Great, basically Chazal telling us, on a certain level, Avraham Avinu was bigger than Adam Arishim. Sir Kapov said there's something greater about him. And the Medrash says, for Loma, why Takanat? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Avram first? He was right to be first. He should have been first. Why Takanat? And the Medrash says a fascinating thing. The Medrash says Avram was right to save the world more than anybody. Avram was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's safety net. Basically, when Hashem created the world, he went, okay, listen, I'm giving Bechira, obviously, I'm giving people free will. They can mess up, as you know, people do all the time, can mess up. And Adam may mess up. There's no guarantees. So the Yebishter said as follows, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yikalkel, Ve'ein mi sheyovoy l'sakin achrov, Elo hareini boire es Adam t'chilo, Shem Yikalkel Yovoy Avrom V'Yisakin Tachtov. This is an unbelievable medrash. It gives you an idea about how much we don't know about Avrom Avinu. It gives you an idea who Avrom Avinu was. Avrom Avinu was so great that there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew Avrom could save the day. If Adam HaRishon messes up, if anybody messes up, Avrom will fix it. Weiss the choice from Chazal that nobody else had that koyach like Avram. Avram is the single most powerful personality in Gantz Bria's Olam. That's what the Medrash is saying. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't start the world with Avram, because if Avram were to mess up, there's nobody after it that could fix. Hashem knew that the other Marishan could be Mekalko. We need somebody who will save the day. Meaning save the day after there's already a world. Then there'll be a world, be able to save many people. That's the Medrash. So the Shaila is, what midah did Avraham Avinu have that he was zeicha to get this title? Ha'odom ha'godel ba'anokim. Basically he was saying, among giants, he was the biggest. Adam Rishon was from Anokim also. Among giants was Avraham Avinu. He's the only one that was Roy. What's Pshat? He's the only one that was Roy. So it could be that this actually connects to the idea of Chevron, and that's why the Pasuk ends off here. Ha'adam HaGodol Ba'anokim, when it talks about Chevron. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Chevron comes from the word Chibur, connected, right? Chevron comes from the word Chibur. What's Chevron? So the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Lech Lecha that Chevron is the connection from Gan Eden to this world. And all the tzaddikim, when they go to Gan Eden, they go through Chevron. Obviously something tif is achen here. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says, that Chevron is any tzaddik that goes to Gan Eden, it's derech Chevron. Chevron is the way to go to Gan Eden. So Chevron is the chibur, is the connection. And that's Avraham Avinu. Avraham is that, has that shaykhis. What's the shaykhis? So I think our boy said the pshat is very simple. The pshat is like this. We know in Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says, what is Talmid of Shal Avraham Avinu? What's Avraham Avinu? Ayin Toiva. Ayin Toiva is a mid of Avraham Avinu. Everything is Ayin Toiva. Chazal tell us, Ayin Toiva is all the midas. Bechlal, Tevor of Divreichem. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ayin Toiva has everything in it. What's pshat that Ayin Toiva has everything in it? What's the taich in that? And really the taich is simple. It's really simple taich. The taich is like this. All the krumkeiten in the world, right, come from somebody who's looking out for themselves. Whenever somebody is looking out for Yena, you think straight. Right? As soon as you get in the picture, as soon as you're in the picture, you don't see straight. I don't know if the Elam remembers this because this is a couple of years ago. Some of you probably weren't even here yet. We spoke about why David HaMelech, when he was looking, there was a hunger for several years. He was looking, why is this hunger? He was looking into what the reason is. For 3 years, he looked into it. And after 3 years, he said, Ain't Adorah Toli Elabi. It's because of me. And he looked into something that he did, Noivir HaKoyanim. He looked into his own issue. L'chor is a pelantik of Chazal. Adam and Rishon spent 3 years trying to figure out why there was a hunger. David HaMelech. He didn't think himself. It took 3 years for him to look at himself. He said, it's not the pshat. David HaMelech looked at himself first. Of course. And first, middle, last, he was looking at himself the whole time. But he saw that for 3 years he couldn't come up with anything. Right? So, if the issue was with somebody else, he would have found it. Because you always see somebody else's problems. You have no problem seeing, if somebody goes, oh, what's that guy's problem? You have no problem saying, what's his problem? If I tell you, hey, what's your problem? That's a problem. Most people have a hard time seeing their own problems. You have no problem seeing somebody else's problems. So when David HaMelech exhausted all resources, including himself, he looked into himself, he looked into Klal Yisrael, he couldn't find. If he couldn't find for 3 years a problem, he knew it's him. Because ain't Adam Roya Nigei Atzma. You don't see your own problems. You can't see it. You're blinded. He knew it has to be himself. Because there's no way that it's anything else. He exhausted everything, including himself. If he exhausted everything, including himself, it means it's taka him. That's who it is, it's taka him. As soon as you're looking for somebody else, you're ready, it's a whole different darga. I'll tell you, even Al-Pi-Kabbalah. The Ramchal says that in order for somebody to be Zoyche to Ruach HaKodesh, they have to have the Madrega of Tznius. And the Madrega of Tznius means that you're looking for somebody else. If you're not looking for somebody else, you can't be Zoyche to Ruach HaKodesh. So Peshit, you learn, it means in order to be Zoyche, in order to merit Ruach HaKodesh, you have to look at the schar of you looking in for other people, you could be Zoyche Ruach HaKodesh. The Pshat is, as long as you're looking out for yourself, you're blind. can't have Ruach HaKodesh. You're a blind man. As long as you're in the picture, you're a blind man. He can't see. So in order for somebody to have the extended vision of Ruach HaKodesh, that means, number one, you have to be able to look into somebody else. I just told the Yalim over the 12th grade shiur that the Ben Ish Chai says, what's the godless of Sefer Mishlei? So the Ben Ish Chai says a gevaldige zach. He's going on a medrash. The medrash says that Shlomo HaMelech decided he needs a Sefer of Mishalim. And he writes, whatever he can't accomplish by conveying, directly he could accomplish through a Mishlei. Reuven, you remember this Ben Ish Chai. So the pshat the Ben Ish Chai says is, I think he even had it typed over by somebody, this piece. But he says the taich of a marshal is, what's the strength of a marshal? Well, the marshal's interesting, it's geschmack. What's the strength of a marshal? The Ben Ish Chai says very simple. Whenever you talk to somebody, give them musr. Whether you give them direct musr, even if I don't give them direct musr, I come over to Shimi, I say, Shimi, let's talk about the inyan of davening early, coming to yeshiva on time for shachas. You always have time for shachas, not a kash. As soon as I say, let's talk about the inyan of coming on time for shachas, so Shimi's thinking, is he talking to me about me? It's my problem. That already makes him not be able to see straight, because he's already defensive. I don't really come late, I'm on time. Even when I'm late, I don't mean him, because first of all, I would never know if he came late anyway, because I need somebody to give me musa. I'm the wrong guy for this anyway. L'maisa, he says to Ben Ish Chai, whenever you talk Musa, whenever you tell somebody, not even directly tell them, you need to fix this. Whenever you say, I have something to tell you, I would like to talk to you about this inyan, they already have their antennas up. They're already defending themselves. Okay? I want to talk about Geneva. Also, I want to talk about the inyan of Geneva. You're already thinking, maybe I think you took something. Even though I really don't. Right? As second I say, I want to talk to you about something, you really start protecting yourself. Because maybe that's a normal reaction. That's a normal reaction. You start protecting yourself. Zokta Ben Ish Chai, as soon as I say it in a marshal, it becomes abstract. A marshal, there was once a guy like this who did it. Then your antenna is down, then you're able to understand. Once you understand, then I can say it's you. But till I have to completely separate it from you, give you a story. You know who did that? Nosson HaNovi. Nosson HaNovi. If Nosson HaNovi would have gone to David and told him he did a chet with Elisheva, you know what he would have told him? He would have told Nosson HaNovi, with all due respect, there's a Zohar HaKadosh that says that Basheva was created for me from Mother Marisha, from the time of Bris Olam. Bashert, you know, everybody talks Bashert. This was my Bashert from Bria Zaylam. Right? David HaMelech could have given him 1,000 excuses of why what he did was correct. Correct? But Nosson HaNovi didn't tell him that. He gave him a story with a sheep and a guy and a this and a mice and what should we do about that guy? Oh. Vayichai av David, the Pasuk says. David got angry at the guy in the story. He got angry at him. And then Nosson HaNovi told him, Ato Ho'ish. The second he told him, Ato Ho'ish. I remember when I started giving Shabbos Shuvah Drashas, it's already 30 years now, my 30th year now, I started giving Shabbos Shuvah Drashas. Always the people who I was talking to, it was almost down to a science, they would come over to me after the drasha, say, Rabbi, you gave it good to those guys. Those guys. Ato Ho'ish. You're the guy I was talking to. The Rav Mamish Kapton, I know there are people in the shul Mamish needed that. I know. Ato Ho'ish. That's the koyach of a marshal. The second you're involved in something, you don't see. The second it's you. So a person who has an ayin toiva, the pshat is that when they see something, the first thing they're thinking is how could this be helpful to somebody else? They look at everything, not for themselves. So not only are they wonderful human beings, not only are they gewaldige Menschen, they become basically clear-minded, because they don't have all the mechitzas, all the blockages when you're involved. You have all the blockages. Everything is blocking everything. It's completely stuffed. That's why an Ayin Tova is a hasmachta for Ruach HaKodesh. Because Ruach HaKodesh is clarity of vision. You can only have clarity of vision if you have a foundation for it. The foundation is that you're not looking for yourself. So the reason why Avraham Avinu towered over the entire world, he was a Godol, Adam HaGodol Ba'anokim, the reason why he was that person is because he had an Ayin Tov. That was his godless. And then mainly he was the one who was the greatest, the Godol Ba'anokim. The emes is that could be that that's really our main mission if you think about it in this world. Because you take all the nisyonos, all the nisyonos that people have throughout life, really the main nisyon is to get past your negias, your yetzaharas, your tie, what's there for you. If you isolate your negia, that's the kinyan of everything. That's what the Mishnah means in Pirkei Avos. Bechlal devar of devreichem. If you have an ayin tova, you have everything. Because if you have an ayin tova, you're opened, you're clear. That was the godless of Avraham Avinu. When Kalev ben Yefune, when the Meraglim went into Eretz Yisrael, the obstacle that they had was their negia. As Chazal tell us, the Meraglim had their negia. Because they knew they're going to, like we spoke last week, they're going to lose their position. They knew it. They knew once they go to Eretz Yisrael, the positions get, there's another elections, and they're going to be out of their position. So they had negia. The only way to have clarity was to remove themselves from the picture. That's why it's called Ruach HaCheres. As long as you're going to be looking into your own tachlisim, you're not going to see. If you're not going to see, you're blind. So Kalev went to Chevron, which was the burial site of Avraham Avinu, the Godol Ba'anokim, the man who had the ultimate clarity. And the reason why Adam Rishon had the ultimate clarity is because of that koyach. Now this will explain, this you all did hear from me, because we've spoken about this many times. This will also explain the other idea that we discussed, it was this week's parasha. The term Godol is used always by somebody who does chesed. The word Godol, in Taich, in art scroll Taich, the word Godol is always when you're doing chesed. The Yalkut Shemaini says the reason why the woman was called Isha Gedoyla, Isha Shunamis, was called the Isha Gedoyla. Today, if you tell a woman she's big, she ain't going to look at you again. Right? Isha Gedoyla is not a compliment today. But in the Novi, the one lady was Eichet to such a title. Isha Gedoyla. And the Chazal say, why is she an Isha Gedoyla? She oisa oisa gemilus chesed. Hazeshtein Chazal. If you look throughout the Torah, the word Godol, Halo HaGodol. The Gemara says, why is it called Halo HaGodol? It says over there, Noisin Lechem L'chol Basar. Godol is giving. It's always like that. Throughout. Godol is when you're giving. Vayigdal Moshe, this week's parasha, Vayetzei Alech. Whenever you find the term Godol, and that's how we explained every Bar Mitzvah Bochel. Every Bar Mitzvah Bochel is a Godol, because as soon as he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he could give others. A cotton could only be a receiving end. Cotton could be koine, he can't be makne. The second a person becomes Bar Mitzvah, he could give somebody else. You remember that vote? Once you become a Godel, you could give somebody else. You call it a Godel. A Kotten becomes a Godel. Zeh HaKotten Godel here. As soon as he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he could give others. That's it. But the way we're learning now, it gives us a new explanation. Because the only thing that holds people down is their own self-interest. That's what holds you down. Once you are focused on other people, you're unleashed. Your power is unleashed. You're not. Your main limitation is taken away. But maybe you become a god. You become greater. You yourself become greater by the fact that you're. That's why it says over here, it calls Avraham Avinu, or Adam HaGodol Ba'anokim. That's the insight. And in life, you'll see what I'm telling you is true. Every time you think for others, you become clear. Whenever somebody comes to me with a shayla than a gebedover, I can't even talk to them. They're so confused. I can't even talk seichel. Usually the conversation ends by me saying, just listen to me. I know you don't understand. Just listen to me. The story that always stands in my head is, I had a mishpacha by me in the shul. They just recently made another simcha. By every simcha, they thank me. They came to me, husband and wife. The mother-in-law was sick. They came to me about her moving into the house. The husband didn't want the wife to move in. You have no idea the cheshbonis that the husband gave me why his mother-in-law shouldn't move into the house. You have no idea. Everything was from a cheshbon. Shalom bayis is going to be affected. The kid's not going to have time for the children. The chinuch habanim, won't be time to learn with the kids. The wife won't have time to. It was only from kaya, from a cheshbonis. It was only from a cheshbonis. The end was, I told him the biggest bracha you'll have is you bring your mother-in-law in the house. You'll be zech tari chesyomim. I said, you want kibbut aveim? Your kids will see kibbut aveim. They'll see straight how you... I see families that bring a grandparent in the house. Changes the house. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, this mother-in-law, Zeichet HaRiches Yomim, she's living with them. And he tells me by every simcha that everything I told him was miskayim. And he realized afterwards that every frumah tiny he had was mamish v'nahapachu. The kids will lose, the kids gained. The Shalom Bayis will get ruined, Shalom Bayis got better. Whatever, every single tiny he had, not only wasn't a tiny, it got better. Terah says, he didn't want his shvigar in the house. That's all. That was nothing to do with the kids, nothing to do with Shalom Bayis, nothing to do with anything. It's one thing. He didn't want his shvigar in the house. So he came up with every possible calculation why it's not going to work. So this is a yesod in life. Whenever you have confusion, if you stop, take yourself out of the picture for a moment, you're going to get clarity. And as long as you're in that picture, you're the elephant in the room, can't stay going. Okay.